Tonight, the Vicar of Christ, the Supreme Pontiff, gets down on his knees to wash the feet of juvenile criminals in a prison in Rome. Pope Francis speaks very boldly with his actions. He declares to the church and to the world, as the scriptures declare to us each day, but especially this day, that Christ comes to serve his church. He is its head. He leads his church. He does so through what otherwise would be considered humiliating service. Our Lord's service is at its most prominent when we look at the cross. His service is his life, his blood. From the very first, the church has known in her heart that ultimately she is defined by the service of Christ. Saint Peter, in humility, desires not to be served by our Lord. He would not have his master demean himself before him. Our Lord points out to him, if I do not serve you, you can have no part of me. In other words, we need to be served by our Lord. We depend on it. Without it, if we have a false humility or a misguided humility, we are cutting ourselves off from life. Saint Peter is quick, thanks be to God, to learn, and comes out with a beautiful expression of such affection for our Lord and such knowledge of his own weakness, not just my feet, but my head and my hands as well. If you have to wash me, wash all of me, he says. Saint Peter, so close in this moment to denying our Lord, is also one who sees for a moment, just maybe for that moment, sees how essential it is for Christ to serve us, a service that is symbolically laid out by our Lord as he washes their feet, but dramatically and effectively carried out by our Lord as he stretches out his own arms on the cross and pours out his own blood that his church might be purified and presented to him at the end of time as a bride utterly spotless, totally pure, utterly loving, as she is completely loved. Our Lord's service changes us. That's why it is so necessary. His blood poured out for us is effective within the heart and the soul of the human person who calls out to him in the knowledge of weakness and of sin, Lord, save us, for we are going down. Tonight, our Lord continues his service. He does so because of that great gift that he offers on the night of the Last Supper, that gift of the Mass. It perpetuates the presence of his service. His blood poured out for us that washes us clean is tonight, because of the gift of the Last Supper, is present for us in the Mass and every day. Christians have from the beginning known that they are defined by the cross. They proclaim the cross with joy. It is what St. Paul says, the only thing we have to boast about is the cross of the Lord, this act of service that washes away sin. In the Mass, that act of the Lord's love is applied to us, that we may grow strong on the love that Christ pours out. It's what we are meant to be nourished on for the whole of our lives. In the gift of the Last Supper, our Lord establishes at the very start of his church a tree that will bear fruit for the rest of history, that his holy people may continue to eat real food, the love of the Lord, real drink, the blood that he pours out, Christ himself. We are called to the Mass because the Mass defines us. The Mass is established by Christ. It points towards Christ. It is celebrated by Christ. It turns the church into the body of Christ himself. And therefore, tonight, as we celebrate the institution of so great a gift, we are proclaiming once more for the world to hear. Christ serves his holy church because he adores her and he wishes to wash her again. That means you and me. His presence as the one who does just that, serve her and wash her. His presence is renewed and sacramentally made present through the apostles whom he ordains in this moment and then sends to the world, that they may perpetuate his washing of his church, that they may perpetuate his gift of his life to his Father on the cross, each time, most particularly, the Holy Mass is celebrated. The Mass of Maundy Thursday, in a sense, is that which is always made present when we celebrate the Holy Mass. Tonight, on Maundy Thursday, we are recalling not only that gift that renews the washing that we need, that renews the presence of the crucified Christ that we need, and that celebrates the presence of Christ as priest among his people through the priesthood that he gives to us. It is also a renewal of the command to love. We are ordered to love, not invited, not suggested. We are commanded to love. It is as though our Lord addressed us, looked us squarely in the eyes, and said, "Be human, fully human." And to be fully human, we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. And we must love our neighbor as ourselves. This lies at the core of what it means to be human. It's why it is at the core of the law of God himself. It is dramatically represented in the washing of feet, but it is ultimately a command to each one of us. In baptism, we have been immersed in Christ, who is the priest. And we share in that sacred character of his. In other words, if he came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, you and I are caught up in that. We are sent into the world not to be served, but to serve the world by offering the world our Lord. To serve the world by bringing the world reason for hope in the midst of disappointment, disillusionment, and despair. We are sent by Christ to serve the world by proclaiming that Christ, that our Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit loved the world so much that the Son himself was sent to be the price that would take our sins away. That is how highly God has valued his holy people. Tonight, let us be reminded we have received so much in the Mass, in the priesthood, in the Holy Church. We have received so much. Let us never ask ourselves the question, what has God ever done for us? Tonight speaks to that. But let us go beyond that and say, not only have we received so much and been blessed so fully by the love of God, we are also eager to serve. Not just the physical needs of each other, but also the spiritual needs of each other, to exhort, to encourage in the life of faith, to build up, to correct fraternally, to weep for the sins of each other, to seek for the holiness of each other, and to proclaim the love of Almighty God to those who do not yet know how deeply they are loved by the one who tonight washes the feet of his own little brothers. God bless you this night.